Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's what's happening at Roland Garros with the French Open. The NBA Finals is now finally upon us as the Indiana Pacers are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. We have the NHL Stanley Cup Finals all set as well. Edmonton playing the Panthers. The sports world is alive and well and kicking, especially baseball in full throttle. We know how that goes. Golf in full throttle. College baseball in full throttle. I know that makes my partner happy. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
College baseball does make my son, does make me happy. I am doing great. I think we're going to have the finals are set. The Knicks are out. As a Boston Celtics fan, it makes me just so happy to see the Knicks fans in their tears. But I think it's going to be a good NBA finals. I think the Stanley Cup's going to be epic. It's just a good time of the year, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the Pacers are a really, really good team, and I think they're going to be an incredibly tough out for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I don't know, man, how I feel about it exactly, but I also think the same about the Edmonton and Panthers, man. We get to see it back-to-back. They're running it back. Will Edmonton get it done? And on the other side, we'll talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll figure it all out. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Means you could also get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us, and you can get him at 12, John Poulter, on that X thing. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. It's actually been a little bit cooler here than I would expect at this time of the year, and you always notice the change where Mike just is really quiet about our weather. Well, this is that time. But honestly, it hasn't been too bad yet. And speaking of pretty awesome, we got a great Stanley Cup Finals ahead of us. Like, let's not kid ourselves. It's a rematch, man. And I think that that's pretty cool in itself. How difficult, John, do you think it is in hockey to have a repeat of the Stanley Cup from last year that we have this year?
In a lot of cases, I think it's very unique because we've talked a number of times about how competitive the league is these days. And we've also talked about how tough it is to win the Stanley Cup, probably the toughest of all the major championships to win. Teams get beaten up a lot along the way. I think we saw that in the Western Conference Final where Dallas paid the price against a very good Edmonton team because Dallas had a seven-game series against Colorado and a six-game series against Winnipeg, two very strong teams. I think they were just out of gas, quite frankly, and Edmonton was well-rested, and Edmonton sort of took it to them from a skating standpoint. I think it's very hard when you look at how competitive the league is. That's countered a little bit by the fact that Edmonton and Florida appear to be the cream of the crop right now. So if you're that little bit better than mediocrity when the rest of the league is mediocre, there's a pretty good chance you are going to meet in the final. And these teams are so close in terms of so many of the statistics over both the regular season and the playoffs. I think we're in for a pretty good series.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs, I have loved watching them. I always love watching them. The Stanley Cup Finals is going to be great. I'm not going to make any bones about it. I'm rooting for Edmonton in this. And I'd like to see, you know, McDavid just go off, win the MVP, you know, the whole thing. What's it going to take? And like you said, this series to you and to a lot of people is pretty close. What's it going to take for Edmonton to hoist that Stanley Cup?
I think their goaltending has to stand up. We've seen Bobrovsky stand on his head. Some of this year's playoffs, almost all of last year's playoffs, and he kept Florida in a lot of those games. The Edmonton netminding, as we talked last week, has been a little bit spotty. Pickard and Skinner have kind of been alternating between being hot and cold. Right now, Skinner appears to have caught fire and is extremely hot. And you need a hot goaltender in Edmonton because of the way that they play, that fast up-tempo pace where it's basically an offensive game. You need strong goaltending because you can't take those chances at the other end if you're not sure whether the guy at your end is going to be able to stop the puck. So I think Edmonton has to do a couple of things. I think they have to play their game and take advantage of the fact that for the first time in the whole playoffs, they've got home ice advantage. And that in itself is an interesting story. Both Florida and Edmonton started each of the first three series on the road. So, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a unique situation as well. But I think that Edmonton's goaltending has to be at least as good as it has been so far. Hopefully it's going to be a little bit better to make this a competitive series because Florida has more experience. Florida has been there, not just to the final as Edmonton were last year, but Florida has the experience of winning. And I think in any sport, that's a bit of an advantage when you go into a high-profile series like this.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton versus the Florida Panthers. Only the 12th time that a rematch has happened in NHL history, and it's only the fifth time in the expansion era. And it's kind of weird because the Edmonton Oilers had to play the Islanders. I believe it happened in 83 and 84. So that's, you know, they are accustomed to doing this one other time in their history. But I think that shows, John, how unique and how special it is to get back to this, have this opportunity for both of these teams. And if my memory serves me correct, I believe like the Panthers got out to, they won the first three games. And then Edmonton raced back into this thing and they wound up winning the next three games. And then we had ourselves, a very tight game seven. Do you feel like it could be similar to that? And I don't necessarily mean like a team jumps out to three games to nothing and then it winds up getting tied. But do you think it's going to be a six or seven game series, another tight series between these two squads?
I do, for a number of reasons, but I thought that both of the conference finals were going to be long series, and I was totally wrong on that. They were both over in five games, and deservedly over in five games. So, you know, you look at the stats between these two teams over the course of the season. Florida won both of the regular season games. They had both high-scoring affairs. They won 6-5 in Edmonton in December. They won 4-3 in Florida at the end of February. So Florida has a little bit of an advantage from that standpoint, but, you know, regular season points, Edmonton 101, Florida 98. Special teams, Edmonton's power play operating at 23.9%, Florida's at 23.5%. Penalty killing, Edmonton's at 77.9% and Florida's at 80.74%. So, you know, both of these teams have played well on the road in this playoff, so I think it's going to be awfully, awfully close. And if you look at the goal differential between the two teams, you know, that was pretty close too. I think it was plus 236 for Edmonton. Plus 23 for Edmonton, plus plus 29 for Florida. So there's an awful lot of equality in these two teams. So that would lead me to believe that this is going to be a long series. But I said that about the Western Conference Final, and I said that about the Eastern Conference Final, and I was proved totally wrong. So, you know, that's my opinion for what it's worth, and you keep asking me about hockey, so I guess I'm right more than I'm wrong, but I was totally wrong on the last two series.
Real quick, John, we're just kind of up against the break here in the next minute, 90 seconds, whatever. Who's the best player on the ice, in your opinion? Like, if there's one guy off both these teams you'd want on your Toronto Maple Leafs, or if you're starting an organization, who's that guy? Is it McDavid?
I would say McDavid from the standpoint that he's such an exciting player, and hockey is a skating game, and he's by far the best skater in the league. You've commented a number of times how impressed you are by the fact that he can pick up the puck and go at high speed and control that puck like nobody else can. He's pretty close to Bobby Orr in terms of that skill, and Bobby Orr, you know, hasn't played in 40-some years. So that's a pretty good comparison, and that's pretty high regard for a player like McDavid. He's got that special skill, but let's not forget there's some awfully good players on Florida. Not quite as spectacular, but still a very, very good team. If you're looking for somebody defensive, you know, I think you've got to go to a couple of guys on Florida. I'm thinking specifically Ekblad at this point. He seems to be their best defenseman, and Bobrovsky is probably a better goaltender than Skinner on a consistency basis. But in terms of offense, no question, it's McDavid.
Who are you going with for the series, John? That's the final question before we take our pause for the cause.
I'm going to go with Edmonton in 6 or 7. I think home ice will be a factor. This series won't be anything close to being decided until somebody wins in the other team's barn.
Get the cup back to where it belongs is what I'm thinking you're saying right there, John. And look, man, I'm right there with you. I think all three of us are on the Edmonton bandwagon. So we'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll start rapping about Major League Baseball on the other side. John Poulter, a professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're also hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we do talk NHL hockey, but we're very lucky. We can also talk Major League Baseball with John. And I'm going to do what I do, guys. I'm going to go through the standings and give you some quick analysis, and then we'll dissect it. Nothing's changed in the American League East. I feel like literally it's the same, except one thing. The New York Yankees obviously have their 5.5-game cushion, but now it's over the Rays and the Blue Jays, and the Boston Red Sox have kind of faltered a little bit, and we know about Baltimore. They're just not playing well this year, so somewhat similar as last week in that division, except the second place is kind of twisted a little bit. In the Central, the Tigers remain on top, and I think that lead potentially is growing a little bit over the Guardians. 6 games over them, 6 games over the Twins, 7 games over Kansas City. In the West, you've got the Mariners on top, and I think that's been the way it was last week as well. Houston knocking on their door, only 0.5 game behind. The Rangers, 4 games behind. The Angels, 5 games behind. And the Athletics, actually, in a weird way, they're only 9 out, but obviously a lot of games under 500 at this point. The Mets are leading the way with the Phillies, and the Phillies want nothing to do with my Milwaukee Brewers. That's all I can say right now. But I don't know how the hell the Brewers play so well against really good teams, and they can't beat lousy teams, but that's beside the point. The Nationals, the Braves, they were on their way, and now I'm not so sure because 3-7 in their last 10 games, not so good. The Central and the National League, you're looking at the Cubs on top, a 3-game lead over the Cardinals, and they're my Milwaukee Brewers 5.5 back on a 6-game win streak, though, so that's good news. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh finish out the division. In the West, it is the Dodgers, as we all expect, but the Padres pretty close behind. San Francisco both within a handful of games. 3 for the Padres, 4 for the Giants. And then the Diamondbacks now 4 games under 500, losing 4 straight. And then we have the abysmal Colorado Rockies. So not much has changed from last week, John, to be honest.
Not an awful lot. I was looking at the month of May statistics this morning, since today is the 1st of June, and several teams had some pretty good months in May. The Yankees were 17-9, the Twins were 18-8, the Tigers won 19 games, the Phillies won 19 games, the Cardinals won 19 games, and the Cubs won 18. Usual suspects, Baltimore, the Athletics, Arizona, and you mentioned Colorado, and that's an awful story. All had bad months of May, and Colorado is already 40 games below 500, and we've just hit the end of May. And, here's a pretty interesting statistic for you. The 62 Mets, for a long time, were the worst team in the history of baseball. After 58 games, they were playing 276 baseball. The White Sox last year, quote-unquote, beat that record, lost one more game than the Mets did, and after 58 games, they were playing 259 baseball. If you look at the Colorado Rockies today, after 58 games, they are playing 158 baseball. They are over 100 points less than the worst team in Major League history, and it's only the end of May. I can't imagine what it must be like to put on that Colorado uniform every day and go out there and expect that you're going to get beaten up badly once again. I don't know what the problem is there. It seems to be getting worse as opposed to getting better. I thought they'd hit rock bottom last year or maybe even the year before, but this seems to be worse than ever. And you know, then you look at a number of teams that are what I call treading water. Padres, Cleveland, the Angels, Seattle, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and San Francisco were all within a game of 500 for the month of May. So that's why the standings haven't changed very much. We're starting to see a lot of mediocrity. And quite frankly, after almost 60 games, I think what we see now is probably what we're going to get for the rest of the year. That's great if your team is doing well, but if you're Colorado, you've got to be sitting there wondering, why am I even coming to the ballpark every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The whole Denver situation, Colorado situation is just abysmal. And like you said, John, I don't know how the fans do it. I don't know how anybody shows up for that. But getting to teams that are winning in baseball, look, the Mariners, you know, they're up by a half game on the Astros in the American League West. You know, I got a lot of people back home in the Pacific Northwest that are Mariner fans. I got family members that are Mariner fans. What's it going to take for them to kind of win that division and have some success? You know, Houston's a good ball club. You know, what's it going to take to hold off the Astros and everybody else and have, you know, somewhat of a playoff run?
I think they've got to develop some consistency, Mike, and I think they've got to lean on the fact that, you know, in a guy like Cal Raleigh, they've got one of the leading home run hitters in Major League Baseball. They got to build around some of these guys. You know, I don't understand why the Mariners are not further out in that division. They were one of the teams that had a very mediocre 13 and 14 May, so they didn't really gain any ground over the month of May. And the Astros, on the other hand, picked up their game in May, and all of a sudden that lead is down to a half a game. I would have thought at the start of the year that given what else was going on with the other teams in that division, that Seattle would have been one of the teams with a four- or five-game lead at this point in the year. I think they've got to figure something out. They've got to figure it out very quickly. I've seen a couple of Mariners games in addition to the series that they've played with the Toronto Blue Jays, and I don't understand why they're not further ahead than they are. To me, the games that I have seen, they're much better than a team that is 3 over .500. So there's clearly something not working correctly there, whether it's the schedule that hasn't been kind to them. You know, that's a possibility, too. They've played pretty much an even number of games against plus 500 teams and under 500 teams. They're 20 and 10. Against teams below 500. They're 11 and 16 against teams that are over 500. So, you know, 30 games and 27 games, you know, against plus 500 and below 500, that's a pretty even schedule. And I think they're playing in a relatively easy division because other than the Astros, everybody else in that division has been kind of very mediocre. So I think they just got to pick it up a little bit. Maybe they need a good homestand, you know, like a 9 out of 12 homestand or a 7 out of 9 homestand or something along those lines. And I think they need to start beating up on the teams they should be beating up on because, quite frankly, so far I don't think I've seen that is the case.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. I've got one more for you, John, and then if we have a little time before they get out of this segment, Mike, you can ask one more. The Detroit Tigers, we haven't really talked much about them this season. They are the best team in all of Major League Baseball, record-wise, obviously, with the best record. Why are they so good, and are they someone that we should be talking about as far as the World Series?
I'm not sure there's somebody we should be talking about the World Series. We might be looking at them as being in the ALCS. I certainly think that they're getting a little bit better every year. Hinch has got them playing good baseball. They're doing a good job in building that team. They've got Scooble, which is, you know, you got a player like that going out for you every 5 days. You don't get an awful lot of long losing streaks. So I think that's a big factor. They're playing in a very competitive division. I thought Cleveland and Minnesota would be the teams, along with Detroit, that would be close in that division most of the year. I'm a little bit surprised to see them 6 games ahead of Cleveland and Minnesota, but deservedly so. The most wins, the fewest losses, therefore obviously the best percentage in Major League Baseball 60 days into the season.
John,
John, Bryce Harper gets dinged up yesterday or a couple days ago. He gets hit in the elbow or something like that. We all know Bryce is important to that Philly team, but if he's out for any extended period of time, who do you see on that club that's going to have to step up and keep the Phillies where they're at?
Well, I'm nothing against Bryce Harper, but I'm hoping that he's in a little bit of discomfort for the next 2 or 3 days because they're coming to Toronto to play the Blue Jays in the next few days. So as a Blue Jay fan, I'd kind of like to see him get better, but not better until Thursday or Friday of this coming week. But I think the guy that probably has to pick it up, I mean, he's been playing well all season, but I think a guy that has to pick it up a little bit more is Schwarber. I mean, he's got 19 home runs, which is third, I believe, in Major League Baseball behind Ohtani, Cal Raleigh, and Aaron Judge. But I think he has to carry that team a little bit more. I don't know how much more he's got to give. He's not a young man anymore, and he's certainly been more than carrying his weight. So I think he probably has to step up a little bit. I think Turner has to continue to play well, and I think their pitching staff has to continue to play well. Bryce Harper's a guy you're going to miss. There's no question about that.
Appreciate you as always, John. We'll catch up next week.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next Sunday.
Hey, by the way, both you guys, I did take in my first Diamondbacks game of the year over Memorial Day weekend. They beat the Pirates. So I've been to the D-backs this year, baby. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar.
It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, I want to talk to you a little bit about, well, I will talk to you a little bit about Roland Garros in hour number two. Good match going right now. Benny Shelton playing Carlos Alcaraz. Right now, Shelton does have the lead in the first set, 6-5. So we'll keep people posted as to what's happening at the French. But I do want to talk to you about the Pacers, the Knicks, how that all went down, obviously, and we'll talk a little bit about OKC and how they got through Minnesota, and then we'll talk about the matchup between OKC and Indiana. Look, I thought that Indiana played a hell of a series against the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson was unbelievable in the series for the most part until Game 6.
Yeah.
They really shut him down in Game 6, and that was interesting to see. Everybody kind of got shut down on the Knicks in Game 6. And, you know, that kind of made me think, like, you know, I've been watching this Pacer team, and obviously when they win, they score a lot of points. When they lose, they struggle shooting the ball, and they don't score a lot of points. Every time they've lost, it's like they score 100 or less. When they win, they score 114 or more. They're going to have to be able to score against Oklahoma City. We know that. But I think they're a better defensive team than a lot of people think. And I ultimately think they're going to give Oklahoma City one hell of a run for their money. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if the Indiana Pacers actually pull it off, Mike.
No, look, I'm right there with you in terms of thinking that Indiana can pull this off. I mean, they're up against, and you know this, I mean, everybody that follows the NBA knows this, they're up against the best team in the league, just flat out. Like, offensively, I mean, this Oklahoma City team can attack you from so many different players. They're deep. You know, they do everything well. They got the MVP and SGA. But, you know, at the same time, when you look over at Indiana is either the first or second rated, you know, best defensive team in the league. So you got the best offensive team in the league in Oklahoma City going up against, you know, the top defensive team in Indiana. And I'm looking forward to this series. I'm with you. I think this can go six or seven games. And what I saw on Saturday night with that Pacer defense against the Knicks and Nembhard for the Pacers, just he was giving Brunson all sorts of trouble. And it was one of those things, Andy, where I'm sitting there going, okay, you don't, you know, when you guard Brunson, it's not so much that Brunson sees you. It's better if he feels you. You know what I'm saying? And Nembhard and Nesmith, they were bodying him. They were making him feel their defensive presence, that they were there and they weren't going anywhere and they weren't intimidated, you know, by, you know, Brunson, big body Brunson and all, you know, the Knicks and the whole thing. But I just really liked that defense last night that I saw the Pacers throw on the Knicks. Look, if they can keep that going in the finals, who knows how this is going to turn out for them. But they're going to bring the defense, and you and I both know defense travels.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of guys that they'll be able to throw at Shea to make things somewhat difficult for him. I want to just stick with going through them in New York real quickly. I think the biggest difference between the Pacers and the Knicks was the lack of depth for the Knicks, and obviously the abundance of depth for the Pacers in that series. I thought that Rick Carlisle did a great job of coaching, came up with good schemes against the Knicks. I felt like Tibbs was searching basically the whole time to like figure out how to combat this Pacer team. And when he went to the deep in the bench, there were times that it actually really paid off. And I wonder if Tibbs would have had that thought, you know, from the get-go versus kind of being forced into that. Would it have had a different effect on the team and the guys? I don't know. But I think that he was forced into playing guys because of the minutes that guys were logging. There was a point in that series where the starters of the Knicks throughout the whole playoffs, okay, the starters of the Knicks had played over 700 more minutes than the Indiana Pacers starting five. Like, that's insane to me, okay? That's absolutely insane to me. So how do you feel about Tibbs moving forward with the New York Knicks? Do they need to make a change? Does he need to make a change with his philosophy? Because ultimately, it seems to me like he runs guys into the ground to a certain degree. And, you know, late in ball games, it seems like they run out of gas. So if you're the New York Knicks, I mean, look, I think they overachieved to a certain degree as well. Like, I don't think anybody really thought they were beating the Boston Celtics. They did. Then you get to the Eastern Conference Finals and you lose. You know, I think expectations change. So they're very disappointed about the outcome. Does that mean that they make changes moving into next season? Do you think so? Yes or no?
Well, if you're talking about changes in the head coach, I don't think they're going to make a change at the head coach in Tibbs. I like Tibbs. He's a great defensive type coach. But here's the common complaint that people have with him that he and you alluded to it. You brought it up. He doesn't go deep on his bench. And you know, when you can go deep on your bench like Indiana or Oklahoma City or Boston can, there's a level of trust that coach has with guys maybe a little deeper, you know, a little bit deeper on the bench. It's apparent to me Tibbs doesn't have that trust level with people down on his bench a little bit. And like you said, you know, having that many more minutes that the starters, you know, for New York played than the Pacers or Oklahoma City, which I'm with you, that's absolutely crazy. He has to start playing guys, and he has to start playing them more. And you do that in the regular season to build up that trust, to build up that chemistry. And that's why teams that are deep tend to go deeper in the playoffs, regardless of what sport we're talking about. So I don't think they make a change at the head coach position. They may tinker or try and tinker with creating a bench that's deeper and getting a little bit more quality player, you know, deeper on their bench. But I don't see the Knicks really making all that many huge changes.
This is insane what I'm looking at right now. I just happen to be looking at the odds for the NBA Finals on DraftKings.
Oh, it's crazy.
Indiana Pacers are plus 500. The Oklahoma City Thunder are minus 700. I mean, I'm sorry, man, but I don't think it's that far apart. I think that's a lot of disrespect for the Indiana Pacers. I'll be honest with you. That's shocking to me, to say the least. That's incredibly shocking to me. Wow. Anyways, where are you on this Halliburton kid? You know, I've been hearing a lot of conversation about he's not a superstar. You know, and it's from that four-letter network where we're hearing a lot of nonsense from guys that are on TV and have a lot of eyes looking at them, and then they have their hot takes and their clickbait type stuff.
I'm going to
say it right now, man. Tyrese Halliburton is flat out a freaking superstar, bro. Anybody that doesn't want to give this guy his props, and look, you know that I've actually kind of grown to like this Indiana Pacers team throughout the playoffs. I thought they were cocky and arrogant against the Bucks. They've just kind of continued to back it up, like, throughout the rest of the postseason.
Right.
So they've earned my respect. And a guy that's really earned my respect is this Tyrese Halliburton kid. You know, look, I should have a little love for him. He's originally from the same great state that I am, Wisconsin. He grew up in Oshkosh, and a little bit far away from where I grew up in Milwaukee, or a suburb of Milwaukee. But I got to have a little love for the kid. And you know what? The way he's playing, I truly admire how much of an impact he has on each and every game. And it's either good or bad, let's be honest. So to me, he is flat out becoming a superstar right in front of our very eyes, Mike. What say you?
Well, it's funny that we're talking about this, because my son and I were talking about this last night. He came over and watched. He likes to come over and watch finals games and all that stuff when he's not working. And we're talking about this at the end of the game, and he's not there with Halliburton being a superstar. He goes, he's a star for sure. And I just said, well, just ask the Milwaukee Bucks or the Cleveland Cavaliers and now the New York Knicks if he's a star or a superstar based on his performance. And he's like, my son was like, yeah, okay, I get that. But I think he's a superstar. He's certainly a rising superstar. He's hit big shots. He makes the people around him better. I mean, there are some passes, Andy, that I've seen him do during the playoffs, and I'm just like, you just sit there and go, wow, like the way he does it. And the only thing that makes me a little nervous sometimes is when he goes out of the game, that you're like, okay, who's going to run this? Who's going to run the offense? And it can get a little murky when he's out of the game. But he is certainly a rising superstar in this league. And yeah, all the you mentioned that four-letter network, all the clickbait, all the rage bait stuff that they like to put out there. It's like, how do you not give this guy his flowers, man? I mean, look what he's done. Look what he's done for that city, that state, that organization. Yeah, he's the real deal. I think people just need to get off their high horse a little bit and just realize what this guy has done in his short NBA career.
It's called greatness, man. People hate it. That's the truth. We got to take a break.
Yep.
We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour, and then we'll kind of think about hour number two. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Mike, I don't know if you're watching or not, but first set between Alcaraz and Shelton at the French. Absolutely great tennis going on. 9-8 right now in the first set tiebreaker. Shelton just missed a shot to go down, and Alcaraz has the opportunity to serve out the first set. In my humble opinion, man, very important for Shelton to get this first set, to have confidence and belief, and if he doesn't, it could be a spiral type effect to see what happens. Just want to say real quickly, you know, I'm glad to see my guy Djokovic doing some good stuff at this French Open. He's cruised relatively through this first week, so excited to see my guy, Joker, go out there and potentially get that number 25. It's going to be very difficult, but, you know, the kids, Sinner and Alcaraz, are tough, and there it is. Alcaraz does get the first set, 7-6. It was, I believe it was 10-8 in the tiebreaker, so That's a tough one for Shelton to fall that first set, because he played extremely well, my friend. So it'll be interesting to see how he's able to deal with that adversity, if he can get back in this match or not. Yeah, have you watched any French, just out of curiosity?
I have caught I can't remember the names, man. Don't quiz me on the names or anything. But I have caught pieces here and there of the matches and stuff. And, I do have some questions for you in the second hour with the French that we can talk about. But I always like watching the majors the closer they get to, you know, the title match.
Yeah, absolutely. That obviously, because the cream of the crop rises to the top. Absolutely. No, there's been some cool stuff. So absolutely, man. We'll dive into this a little bit on the other side, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And it kind of makes me think about my nephew who's getting ready to play state in Wisconsin next week. So good luck to him, obviously. We got to take a break. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on the horizon, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
A 32-point night to help keep the Knicks alive in the series against the Indiana Pacers. Eastern Conference Finals Game 5. New York Knicks take it 111-94. Indiana still leads that series 3-2 going into Game 6. The winner of this game will face off against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals. More action on the court as the WNBA regular season is underway. Liberty get an at-home W over the Valkyries 82-77, and the Sky fly to a win over the Wings 97-92. On the ice, NHL action, the Oilers skate their way to a big win on the road over the Dallas Stars, winning 6-3, solidifying their spot in the finals. They win that series against the Stars 4-1. Now we'll face off in a rematch between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers for the Stanley Cup Finals. MLB power rankings with the Philadelphia Phillies at the number one spot, followed by the Detroit Tigers, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Yankees, and the Chicago Cubs round out the top five. Stay up to date in all things sports, and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram, and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Is Arch Manning worth the hype? Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. If nothing else, consider the lineage of Arch Manning. His two uncles won a combined 4 Super Bowls, and their dad wasn't too bad himself. But beyond the simplistic view, let's discuss what the 21-year-old redshirt sophomore is facing. The pressure is limited. He only has to play better than Quinn Ewers, not to the level of a national top 3 quarterback. Ewers tossed 12 interceptions last season. Only 3 quarterbacks in all of college football threw more. Texas's deep ball passing last year was 5th to last in all of college football, allowing the opposition to stack the box and dare Texas to run. Running back you should have no problem as long as the offensive line holds up this season. Manning should be better in every category than Ewers, who took this team to the Final Four where they lost to the eventual national champs. The hype is warranted, and Arch will not only be the guy, he'll be the Manning. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and there's tons to talk about in the sports world. We got NBA Finals to talk about. We got NHL Stanley Cup Finals to talk about. We got Major League Baseball in full throttle. We got golf happening around us. We got, obviously, the French Open going on at Roland Garros, and we got a great one I'm watching right now between Benny Shelton and Carlos Alcaraz. Alcaraz gets the first set, and now they are battling in the second set very early, just the first game, but Shelton doesn't look to be discouraged, Mike, which I think is a good thing. He's out there to battle and play as hard as he can, and you know what? This second set has started out not too shabby, and I'm telling you what, Ben Shelton looks extremely focused. So good to see him recover after losing a tough first set, 7-6.
That's good. You know, look, I watched Shelton play a few times. I like watching him play, but, you know, the French is just the French, and I'm always intrigued about how these players deal with the clay surface. It always intrigues me.
a lot of players, a lot of these guys are very comfortable. It's most of the Americans that have trouble because we're so used to the hard courts. We got to take a break. We'll get back into it on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way. I haven't done this much today. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. It's Facebook Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. What a crazy game I'm watching, man. This first game of the second set, Mike, it's like, I don't know, it's going on 10 plus minutes or so, just back and forth. Nobody can put two in a row at deuce, so it just goes on until somebody can get it done. What do you want to talk about with the French Open, my friend? Let's go. Let the discussion begin. Start it out, my friend.
You know, Dean, I mean, you are by far the one person in my life that knows the most about tennis. Your life revolves around it. You've played it, you know, the whole deal. What is it about this surface, you know, and you mentioned, you know, the Americans, you know, the Americans are just so used to hard court that going to clay gives them some fits. What is it about that clay surface for those of us who are not, you know, exactly tennis literate like you are, that makes it a difficult surface? And what makes it different from Wimbledon when they play on grass?
Oh, good questions. Well, first and foremost, I think that the bounces on both the grass and the clay, so there's some similarities when you think about it, because they're extremely difficult. You know, it's very unpredictable how the ball is going to bounce off of dirt, right, or even off of grass. So I think that, you know, it's tough on the body first and foremost for guys that aren't all that accustomed to it, which is a little bizarre, because a lot of people like to play on the clay because it's actually easier on your body. But I think it's also what you're used to a certain degree, right? Like, so are the hard courts tough? Yeah, they're tough. But I'm so used to it that I actually truly enjoy the grind of being on the hard courts. So I think that's one thing, is that the surface itself is unpredictable as to how the ball is going to bounce. The other thing is, you know, you're sliding around a lot. It's hard to keep your balance. It's hard to keep your footing. So I think that those are things that really stand out to me as being something that's a lot different than a hard court surface, where when I have my feet on the ground on a hard court surface, I feel like my feet are on the ground. When I'm playing on clay or I'm playing on grass, it's almost like I feel like I'm playing on roller skates or ice skates to a certain degree. And I go about moving a lot different on those surfaces than I would a hard court. And again, I think that really just comes down to and boils down to, you know, your comfort level on each of these surfaces. So, you know, the Spaniards and most Europeans have played their entire lives on that clay surface, Mike. So to them, it's incredibly natural. But to me, it's not quite as natural. However, I also think what makes it tough is, you know, you can use your variety in your game a lot better on a clay court or even a grass court, because when you're hitting drop shots and lobs and stuff like that, the ball is going to react a certain way. So I think there's a few things that make it challenging, especially for the Americans, because they don't go to that as their go-to. It's a hard court is our go-to. So yeah, I think that's interesting. And you know, there's certain players like a Coco Gauff, who she does have a little bit of an advantage because, you know, she did play on clay growing up a little bit more so than most Americans. And you know, that's why she has good runs at the French Open. So, you know, guys like Taylor Fritz, he goes out round one. You know, that's somewhat shocking to say the least, but it's not necessarily surprising. You know, you think that they're going to advance because they're top players in the world, but surfaces make fights. You know, like we've always said, styles make fights. Surfaces make good fights in tennis, in professional tennis. So, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because it's just a unique surface where we're not really that accustomed to playing on it on a day-to-day basis here as Americans.
I ask you this as well. You know, we're getting to that point. You know, Joker's kind of getting up there in years, you know, and Rafi is, you know, he's a retired, stepped away, Fed. You know, Federer's away. You know, are we looking at Sinner and Alcaraz as the next kind of generation of great tennis players?
Absolutely. And I, you know, I think, like, to your point, early in this tournament, they honored the great Rafael Nadal before it all started.
Yeah.
You know, putting his footprint on the court and having the big four there. You know, that's Andy Murray, Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, and Rafael Nadal. And that's a special group, right? And I think we're trying really hard to find the next group of guys. And we really have two guys. We don't have a group. We have two. We've got Jannik Sinner, and we've got Carlos Alcaraz. And then, you know, we've got the young American and Ben Shelton that is coming up, but he's not quite on their level. But this is a good stepping stone today to see him out there battling extremely well with Carlos Alcaraz. And that does give, you know, American tennis hope and promise and potentially a future. But I think we're struggling to a certain degree to find that next group of guys, you know, on the professional tour, but I would like to see it, you know. And, you know, Sinner and Alcaraz are definitely the two guys that are heads and tails above of the rest of the crew, that they're playing with. So we're lacking depth, I think, right now in the sport, whereas before we had incredible depth. Now it's a couple few guys that can go out there and win. And, you know, you mentioned Novak, you know, he's He's 38 years old, and absolutely, man, he's on his way out. You know, Gael Monfils, like, he's another one that is 38 and still playing for the pure love of this game, and I love watching him out there. It seems effortless, and the guy can just track down balls, and it's amazing to watch his athleticism and his grace and his passion to continue to play this game at an incredibly high level, even late in his 30s, and you're playing guys that are 20 and 18 and things like that. So, you know, I give a lot of respect to the older generation that continues to want to go out there and give it everything they have. And, you know, with Novak this week, here's what I've noticed, and it needs to continue, Mike. He's making quick work out there on the court. He's not dilly-dallying. He's not giving up sets. He's as clean as can be right now. He hasn't given up a set so far in this tournament, and I think that's extremely important for him moving into week two of this tournament. As we know, the more matches you play, the more fragile you get. But if you spend less time on court, that ultimately really, really helps you. And I think that's what Novak Djokovic has done an incredible job of thus far in this tournament. And it was interesting to me to kind of watch it, you know, as we were leading up to this tournament. He didn't have the greatest results, you know, moving up to this. He found himself a little bit toward the end. And I think that, you know, he's geared up and he's ready. And, man, to get number 25... I just think that's what's on his mind. If he can get number 25 here, Wimbledon, or obviously at the U.S. Open, you know, I think that would set up the spotlight for Novak to say, look, I'm ready to move on to different things, and I've given tennis everything I have. So I really think he's pushing for number 25, my friend, and if he gets it, it could be one of those victory laps coming on real soon for Novak Djokovic.
And look, I realize we're kind of up against the break, but real quick, what, you know, we finished talking about the big four, right? You mentioned the big four. Everybody knows what we're talking about with the big four in tennis. What's it going to take, you know, for Ben Shelton to get into that discussion with Sinner and Alcaraz, you know, for getting to a, instead of a big two, maybe a big three? What's Shelton going to have to do?
You got to win some tournaments. You got to win these majors. You got to beat these guys head to head. You got to take their dreams away from them to a certain degree to get yourself on that level. So he's close. He's on the brink. And, you know, we're all watching, hoping and praying that it happens sooner than later. We got to take a break, speaking of sooner than later. We'll come back and we'll wrap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you got Mike Wilson. That means you got Andy Dorf. And that also means you could give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. We really haven't talked about what happened with Oklahoma City and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I want to do that first. I know what I shot you a message during the break, but we haven't gone through that, and we haven't talked about what took place. And I think it's important for us to talk about what took place in that series before we get to the NBA Finals, which you and I are simpatico, bro. I think it is going to be a much better NBA final than people are giving it credit for, especially with those betting odds. That's ridiculous, to be honest with
you.
Okay. Oklahoma City absolutely destroyed the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Minnesota Timberwolves destroyed the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. I said this to you during the week at some point, and I've had an opportunity to really think about it. So I'm just going to throw it out there, and I'm going to say it again. Anthony Edwards was on the cusp of being the face of the NBA. He had the fortitude to go out there and beat old man LeBron James, right? And I'm not taking anything away from LeBron, man. LeBron is special. You know how I feel about LeBron, right? I think he's great.
Right.
I don't think he's the greatest, but I think he's great. And what he's done is unbelievable. But he's also 40 years old. So he takes out old man LeBron. Then he takes out old man Jimmy and old man Draymond.
Curry.
And without Steph Curry for the most part, right? Like, so Steph Curry barely played, and we all know that Steph is also getting up there in age. So what I'm trying to say is, like, against the older folks, Anthony Edwards looked absolutely amazing and special. Okay, now let's fast forward to Oklahoma City and the Minnesota Timberwolves. A gentleman sweep after what he did in the first two rounds, like that couldn't have happened. but it did. And here's what I learned, Mike Wilson. I learned that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wants the smoke, wants the fire, and he wants to be the face of the NBA. Here's what I learned about Ant-Man. Unfortunately, he got very small in a time when his team needed to have him be extremely big and large. And it let me know that he's not ready for the smoke and the fire and to be the face of the NBA. And here's the thing, man. Shai's 26, right? He's been around just a little bit longer. Anthony Edwards is 23. He's still a kid. I want to see him grow. I want to see him blossom. And I want to see him try to embrace the opportunity of being the face of the NBA instead of saying, I don't want to be the face. And I think that to me, man, was the difference in this series, is the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was welcoming that challenge. And Anthony Edwards has been telling us all along that he doesn't want to be the face of the NBA. Is that fair?
Yeah, that is fair. You know, Andy, or not Andy, Ant-Man certainly can take out the senior citizens in the league, in the NBA right now. I mean, his team was just better than what the Lakers had, and we forgot to, you know, mention, you take out LeBron, where you took out, you know, chunky Luka, you know. You know, at the same time, I know this whole face of the league is something people like to talk about. And to me, the face of the league is just not given to people, it's earned. And you're exactly right in terms of SGA. Well, he's not openly like campaigning for it, but his play on the court and just the way he handles himself and the way he handles himself, you know, with the media and his teammates and the whole thing, he's well on his way to becoming the new face of the league, because the face of the league right now it's still Curry. It's still, you know, you can throw KD in there and it's still LeBron. But there's always, I mean, you know this, Andy, we're at that age where we can see the progression of going from Magic and Bird to Jordan, from Jordan to Kobe to LeBron. And now we're at that point, like, who's going to take the mantle? Who's going to be that new face of the league? And, you know, as for, you know, Ant-Man, well, I think he does want to be the face of the league. I just don't think he really knows how to go about it. And then, you know, when he goes up against a team like Oklahoma City, who's double-teaming him, who is, you know, trying to trap him, just get the ball out of his hands. I mean, Oklahoma City, Andy, I mean, you know, you watch these games. They basically said, look here, Anthony Edwards, you're not going to beat us. The rest of your team is going to have to beat us. And they did everything in their power to get that ball out of his hands, to frustrate him, to body him. And, you know, earlier when I talked about the Pacers, you know, playing physical against Brunson and making Brunson feel them, I think Oklahoma City did the same thing to Anthony Edwards. They made Ant, you know, feel them in terms of how they play defense. And Dort, good God, dude, his defense that he played on Ant, I mean, there's going to be, you know, coaches around the league saving that tape, you know, to see what Dort and how they schemed to get that ball out of Ant-Man's hands. But, you know, at the end of the day, Oklahoma City, I mean, it didn't shock me. It was a gentleman's sweep. But at the end of the day, Oklahoma City was just better than what Minnesota could throw out there. And, you know, in Minnesota, you know, they talk about, you know, what's going to have to happen. Well, you know, these players around Ant are going to have to step their game up. They're going to have to get in the lab. They're going to have to, you know, be better at free throw shooting, be better at defense, you know, make the opposition not only worry about Ant, but make them worry about maybe SGA's cousin or, you know, Randall. Randall didn't play all that well the last few games in that series. He kind of struggled himself. So he's going to have to kind of look inward and figure out what does he have to do to get better. So that helps, you know, Anthony Edwards. So at the end of the day, I agree with you. SGA is fast becoming that face of the league that the NBA, I think the NBA would be just fine if SGA was the face of the league. Like, he's a good enough guy. He's not a 5 o'clock news guy. He's a great dad. Looks like he's a great boyfriend, or I think he's married, a great husband. You know, he would be what fans could look around and tell their kids, hey, be like this guy. You know, that, and I think at the end of the day, that's what the NBA wants is, you know, for the public to be looking at their best player and their best players as someone that, you know, they can talk to the kids about, hey, this is how you want to play basketball, like this guy.
Defensively, they were better. They were able to shut them down. The role players were unable to make shots when they needed to. Their guys played extremely well. Their depth was a big difference. You know, Minnesota just struggled to go out there and make baskets at times. And the game that they lost, the game at home that they lost, game four, they scored 126 points. And that was the best game that their bench had played. And Ant-Man and Julius Randle let them down that game, to be honest with you. So, you know, had they been able to get that game, obviously the series could have been much, much different. But once they lost that game, they lost their confidence. Game five was abysmal. That was atrocious. That was a terrible look from a team that had been so good up until that point and up until this series. So I'm interested to see how they're able to rebound. Like, this is 2 years in a row where they got to the Western Conference Finals and they got bounced pretty badly. So I'll be interested to see how that all takes effect. And I just want to kind of set up the next segment, which will be we'll talk about the NBA Finals. And I think that defensively, this is going to be interesting to watch, because I do think both of these teams are relatively good defensive teams. But I also think they both can score the ball extremely well. So it's going to be a real interesting matchup. It really is. We got to take a break. I hear that music. We'll come back and we will dive into the NBA Finals. Indiana Pacers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, we are here. Last segment of the show today. We have been kind of talking around it for a while because we've broken down the way we got to this point with the Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's the matchup, man. It starts on Thursday. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And the, like I said, the opening odds, crazy. Thunder are minus 700 and the Pacers are plus 500. That's at least what I'm seeing. That seems incredibly insane to me, but that's where we're at. Obviously the Thunder have the home court advantage. The Pacers though have been road warriors during this postseason. So I don't think they fear going on the road to go out there and steal a game. Opening line right now, 9.5 for the Oklahoma City Thunder and a total of 230.5. I think it's going to be a closer game than that, personally. So very interested to see how those numbers move throughout the week. There's a lot of interesting matchups, Mike. I've already said this a little bit earlier, that I feel like the Pacers have an abundance of guys that they're going to be able to throw at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Some guys that are going to be a little bigger, some guys that might be a little smaller, maybe pester him a little bit. The most important thing is to be able to figure out ways to get him away from his spots on the floor that he likes to get to. How do you see them matching up with Shai? Like who's going to be guarding him? If you make Halliburton guard him, I think that might be an issue, to be honest with you, because he'll have to expend a lot of energy on the defensive side, which might take away a little bit of his offensive power that he has with initiating the break and obviously finding guys, dribble drive penetration, that kind of stuff. I think it's going to take a committee. What say you?
It's going to take a committee to do this. And let me just throw this out there. It's just something I've noticed It has nothing to do with the finals, but I just like what I'm seeing. In Indiana, I like how the WNBA team there, the Fever with Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston, Lexi Hull, they show up to Pacer games. And the Pacer guys, they show up to Fever games. They got a nice little symmetry going there. I just like how that the appearance of it is just good all the way around for both leagues. With that being said, it's gonna take a village, right? We've all heard that term to do this, and I just think, you know, basketball is a team game, and it's just gonna take a village to kind of keep, you know, SGA in check, to keep Halliburton in check on the other side of that. I mean, what do you think? Where are you sitting with that?
I think they're gonna have to throw a combination of guys like Nembhard at him, and I like Nembhard's on the ball defense.
Yeah.
I think he could really give Shai some fits. It's going to be interesting. Mathurin, I think that he's got to play better. I think he's got to be a big part of that series, to be honest with you, if they're going to have any success. I think you could see Obi Toppin on him a little bit. You know, they got to go at him with Neesmith, Nembhard. They're going to just have to go out there and give it everything they got. And then you got to think about Williams too, right? Like, so they got two guys that are stone cold killers, man. Then you got Chet to deal with, but I think Miles and those guys will be able to handle him down low. I don't think that's really going to be an issue. I think the biggest issue obviously is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who burnt up the league all year long for like 32 a game. Got to figure out a way to slow him down. You really do. I think you got to make the others beat you. You know what impresses me about Dort is his ability to hit shots. Like, dude has no conscience. He has no conscience. And good for him. You know why? Because he makes most of those. And they're usually very timely. You know, like, they mean something. When he hits a three-pointer, it means something. It's usually like it's usually to get him back in the game, or it's that dagger type shot that gives them the separation that they need. But here's where I'm at with this series, Mike. You know, we've talked about, you know, how we got here, and quite frankly, man, we got here because these are the two best shooting teams as well. They got guys that can make shots all over the frickin' court. Caruso, you know, we haven't talked about him. His defensive prowess out there and his experience with being a champion. You know, like there's certain things about OKC that I really, really like. You know, there's things about this Indiana Pacer team that I really, really like. I truly believe that this is the best possible matchup that we could have had. At the end of the day, when you really, really put it all together and you've watched the NBA postseason, the playoffs, these are the two standout teams, Mike. And there's no shock in my humble opinion that we're at this point where we have the Indiana Pacers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're the two hungriest teams. They're probably the two best conditioned teams. I truly believe they're the two best shooting teams. And to your point earlier, maybe they're the two best defensive teams. I would give the nod to Oklahoma City, obviously. I did see some really, really good defense from this Indiana Pacer team against a guy like Jalen Brunson, who is incredibly hard to shut down. Same thing with Cat, man. Those are hard guys to shut down. They did a great job of that in Game 6. So I think we have an awesome matchup, and it could wind up being one for the ages, to be honest with you, Mike. So I love that we have the Indiana Pacers playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's a great matchup.
It is a great matchup, and And I don't want to hear from these people be like, oh, this is going to be a bad series, like Oklahoma City and Indiana. Good God, like the ratings aren't going to be there. This is going to be the least watched. Then don't watch it. Like, those people that want to spray negativity on this, like this is not going to be a good series, they don't know ball. Like, they don't watch the game. Okay, those are super casual fans, and I'm already starting to see that crap. And I'm like, well, okay, you don't watch basketball that close. And you know, for me and you and, you know, my son and, you know, other people that, you know, hell, even my daughter. My daughter's a big basketball fan. She knows the game. Like, they know this is going to be this should be a good series. When you look at statistics and you look at personnel, you look at the coaches. You know, you got one coach in Indiana who's been in Indiana for just eternity, and then you got this young up and coming guy at Oklahoma City who just has, you know, he has his dream team kind of, and they're both going for it. And like you said, they're both hungry. They want this, and there's something to be said for that, right? That you just want it, and you can tell that both these teams want it. I think. From Indiana's perspective, I think they're going to put Halliburton on SGA a bunch. They're going to put Neesmith. They'll put Nemhard. You know, what SGA is like 6'5", 6'6". He's a tall dude. He can see over most guys. So you put Halliburton on him. You put Neesmith, who's maybe an inch smaller but really thick and can play physical defense. I think that's going to be something to watch. I'll be interested to see how Williams for OKC plays. Because let's face it, we got two teams that just haven't been there.
True.
And how are nerves going to play out? You know, with all this being in, you know, this kind of situation, and this is where, you know, you haven't won it, yes, but here's your chance to show us how you're going to win this, how you're going to win this, and how you're going to deal with high pressure situations, and this is about as high pressure a situation as you can put yourself in.
Yeah, I would give the edge as far as coaching goes to Rick Carlisle over Mark Daigneault. And Mark Daigneault has done an unbelievable job with the Oklahoma City Thunder, but Rick Carlisle did win a championship with the Dallas Mavericks. So he has that championship pedigree. They've got Caruso, who's been on a championship roster and won a championship. So I think that, you know, I don't know how the experience of a player versus a coach, you know, affects things. But I do think it'll be something to watch. I also think that in general, when you're looking at these matchups, you know, we're spending a lot of time talking about the stars, right? Like the Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders and obviously the Tyrese Halliburtons. We can talk about Pascal Siakam and Williams. Like, yep. those are your four guys. And by the way, I don't even know if you know this. Jalen Williams played basketball in Arizona in high school, bro. I believe he went to Perry High School. And so, again, just another Arizona native out there doing some damage in the NBA. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but he played, I believe, at Perry High School back in the day. So kudos, man. Kudos to a local kid for playing in the pros on Oklahoma City Thunder, and now he's in the NBA Finals. Like, another little thing for us Arizona people to kind of hang on to. However, with that being said, I'm pulling for the Indiana Pacers, dude. I just have loved what I've seen from them and the run that they've been on. I almost feel like the ride for the Oklahoma City Thunder has been a little easy. I'm just keeping it real, man. Like, there wasn't much stress for them throughout the NBA postseason, except with the Denver Nuggets, right? Like, that was right. their moment of, like, where we were like, okay, they're a good basketball team. They got over the mountain of Joker and Murray, but other than that, I think their ride was relatively easy. Mike, what say you?
No, I'm right there with you. It kind of harkens back to what people are saying about Boston last year, that their rise to the title was fairly easy. But you know what? This is where you figure it out. This is where you figure out if you want to be a champion or not. And I think OKC has that in them, and I definitely think Indiana has it in them. So it's going to be a great series, in my opinion.
I agree. On the other side, we'll do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yes, I would be Andy Dorf. Before we do what we always do, which is parting shots, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All righty, Mr. Wilson. Parting shot time. You are up, sir.
Hey, my parting shot goes out to, and this is that time of the year, and you even alluded to it, Andy. It is college baseball playoff time. My alma mater, Oregon State, is in the regionals. They're hosting the regionals up there in Corvallis. They're kind of having a little bit of a struggle, but you know me, Andy. It is always go Beavs. They won yesterday. They hit four dingers. They just took TCU to the woodshed. Hopefully they can do the same thing against St. Mary's today and then beat USC and move on to the Super Regionals. And at the same time, Andy, this is how happy I was. Beavs win. I turn the channel. Ducks, the Oregon Ducks get knocked out of the college baseball playoffs. It was a good afternoon for Mr. Wilson yesterday, but as always, college baseball playoffs don't disappoint. Go Beavs.
Yeah, hey, got to stay true and loyal to your team, my friend. Look, man, my parting shot is this. Roland Garros, the French Open, has been pretty awesome to watch. I've enjoyed watching it early in the morning and then obviously throughout the day here and there a little bit. We've got a great Stanley Cup Finals ahead of us. It's a rematch of last year. I'm excited about that. That starts Wednesday. We got the NBA Finals, which you know I'm really looking forward to, the Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'm going to say it right now, I'm taking the Pacers to pull the upset. I say they get it done in six games. That's just how I feel about them at this point in time. They might be that team of destiny. So that's where the Dorfman's head's at. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, for John Poulter, I'm saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.